This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. We have a story this morning about what a casserole can tell us about the packaged food industry here in 2018. Now, I'd miss this, but the inventor of green bean casserole died last month. Dorcas Riley was 92. She was a home economist for Campbell's, the soup company, which has been struggling. As Peggy Lowe from station KCUR reports, the soup that stars at Mrs. O'Reilly's green bean casserole concoction has a long shelf life.
This is a common sound in kitchens this time of year. Campbell's original recipe for green bean casserole is made with a can of green beans, a can of cream of mushroom soup, a little milk, a little soy sauce, and topped off with a can of French fried onions. It's on many tables at Thanksgiving. Last November, Campbell's says it sold 25 million cans of the soup.
The green bean casserole is the top recipe on campbellskitchen.com. It's that season.
That's Jane Freeman, director of Campbell's Consumer Test Kitchen. She says Dorcas Riley invented the casserole to use what home cooks would already have in their cupboards.
I think that just shows the longevity of this recipe because it's using six ingredients that everyone still to this day has on hand.
But one soup's longevity can't hold up a company's entire bottom line. Over the years, Campbell's has seen declining soup sales, and its CEO abruptly retired last May after a move to fresh foods didn't work. Alexia Howard, an analyst at Bernstein Research, says companies that make processed foods aren't doing well.
Millennials don't buy many products in cans. And the idea of a condensed soup that needs to be diluted with water is something that they're not even aware of. So there's a pretty big problem in there.
Oh, here's the green beans that I use when I make my healthy casserole.
I went shopping with Jean Stribling at a Trader Joe's in Kansas City to pick up the ingredients she needs for her version of green bean casserole. She's a 39-year-old mother of two. She buys frozen green beans in a bag, and she prefers the Trader Joe's brand of the cream of mushroom soup in a carton.
So it's basically just a cream of mushroom soup, just like Campbell's, but with better ingredients.
Campbell's interim CEO, Keith McLaughlin, recently said Campbell's has had a challenging year and all of its products are being reviewed. In Kansas City, I'm Peggy Lowe for Marketplace.